When the public was first alerted in early June to the presence of bentonite drilling slurry in southern Humboldt's Redwood Creek, it set off a series of questions. Many of these questions centered on who was actually responsible, and specifically which agency was providing oversight of the fiber optic drilling projects alongside Highway 101 in southern Humboldt that created the waste. The first responsibility was to clean up the actual bentonite drilling slurry that was still in Redwood Creek and its tributaries. This was handled by the North Coast Water Board and Humboldt County's Planning and Building Department. The North Coast Water Board issued abatement orders to the property owner and multiple subcontractors on July 17th after County Planning and Building's stop work order from June 9th. All parties, to our knowledge, have followed instructions from these agencies, but now questions have turned to how did this happen in the first place? Why did a subcontractor on a state-funded fiber optic drilling project on a Caltrans right-of-way believe they had the right to contact a private property owner to dump drilling material without direct approval? KMA News has been in contact with Caltrans for weeks to get answers on some of these questions. Specifically, we wanted to know why a proper environmental review was deemed not necessary. As previously reported, Caltrans District 1 gave an environmental review exemption to the Southern Humboldt Fiber Optic Drilling Project on April 8th. The exemption cites state code, allowing for easier approvals for broadband internet projects that are part of a public right-of-way. Just like the Caltrans right-of-way along Highway 101 in Southern Humboldt. Initially, when contacting Caltrans about the approval process for the broadband projects that led to the bentonite spill, our questions were diverted to agencies that help manage Caltrans itself. First, Caltrans told us to contact the California Government Operations Agency, who in turn referred us to a contact at the California State Transportation Agency. After asking the California State Transportation Agency for a response to our questions on multiple occasions, we eventually received a response directly from Caltrans, completing the circle of communication. It was an unusual interaction for a news organization and government agencies to go through a game of not it when it came to relevant questions on the events leading to the bentonite spill in southern Humboldt. The initial answers we received from Caltrans on June 16th didn't satisfy our questions, and we kept digging and asking follow-ups. Here's what we were able to learn, with answers to our questions provided by Christopher Clark, the Deputy Division Chief of Public Affairs for Caltrans. Christopher provided the following statement, quote, "The broadband project in Humboldt County is privately owned and built and is not a Caltrans-led effort. The department's only role is as an encroachment permit issuer. Caltrans authorizes individuals and contractors to access state right-of-ways in a safe manner through an approved encroachment permit process. Approved permits are limited to encroachments on state-owned right-of-way and feature specific language intended to defend the environment, protect public safety, and provide the permit holder with information needed to safely perform the work. Permit holders are expected to follow all state, federal, and local laws as outlined in each specific permit. A thorough environmental review of the potential impacts posed by the project scope was conducted with the permittee during a process that spanned several months. In the course of this detailed assessment, several environmental factors were discussed prior to Caltrans providing an approved permit." End quote. We followed up this statement by asking Caltrans to clarify that approval for fiber optic drilling projects were not put through a formal environmental review, and that they are relying on general laws regarding proper material disposal as being sufficient to guide drilling projects in our region. To the question on environmental review, Christopher Clark of Caltrans stated, quote, "As it pertains to the encroachment permitting process, Caltrans conducted a thorough review of potential environmental impacts associated with the permittee's scope of work," end quote. And to our question on bentonite slurry disposal, Christopher Clark of Caltrans stated, quote, "Management and proper disposal of drilling fluids is required as part of compliance with local, state, and federal laws, such as the Clean Water Act," end quote. We were mystified by these responses, and especially how an agency can claim sufficient environmental review when no formal environmental review took place. Caltrans had previously stated in documents approving the project that drilling activity would not cause a significant impact to the environment. We then turned to John Ford, Director of Planning and Building for Humboldt County, to see what his response might be to what Caltrans told us. John responded promptly by email this morning, Tuesday, June 30th. We asked him specifically if he was looking into any changes in how planning and building interacts with state-funded projects to avoid this situation in the future. John Ford responded, quote, "Typically, the county has no jurisdiction over state projects. We do not issue permits. The anticipated work is in a Caltrans right-of-way. In this case, there was the need to dispose of drilling waste, and rather than following best management practices and using the industry standard, the subcontractors pursue a low bid which did not account for appropriate disposal," end quote. All of this leads to questions on how vulnerable Humboldt County might be in regards to future state-funded infrastructure projects in our region. For now, the system behind these large-scale infrastructure projects seems based on asking subcontractors to simply follow existing state and local laws to avoid situations that cause the bentonite drilling slurry spill in southern Humboldt. That alone may not be enough to protect fragile ecosystems and specifically the Eel River watershed. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.